Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Audio Boom. Sorry, still get that wrong after all this time. Tuffin 007 signing in. And today I'm hopefully going to give you a history and a very short ride across the River Tees in Stockton-on-Tees in Cleveland, United Kingdom, on the very famous and very old, one and only in this country, Transporter Bridge. Back in a moment. Right, well, we can't find a plaque this side. We're on the Stockton-on-Tees side of the river. That's my dad having a good cough there. So, we're at, what's this place called again?
Averton Hill.
Averton Hill in Stockton. And we're at the River Tees. Now, basically, this bridge, the Transport Bridge, which I'll find out the history of it later on, basically, it has a moving platform that the cars and so on can get onto, drive onto. How many do you know how many go on, Dad? No.
Oh, about good, at least half a dozen.
Half a dozen. So it's not loads, and you can have people in that one there as well. So basically, you drive onto the platform, and the platform is then hung on very suspended on cables. Now, they run up to a really, really high structure, and on there, there's some rails which has a moving trolley, which the wires are suspended from. And when you get moving, that trolley obviously goes across the rails, and the platform that all the cars are on move along underneath. So it's completely suspended. That's very high, and the reason this was so that ships in the past could go up and down the river without any hassle, and you didn't have a bridge like the Newport Bridge in Stockton that used to lift up or open up so that ships could get by. This didn't have to do this because all they have to do was stop the trolley, or obviously not send the trolley across with the suspended carriage cradle underneath, which has all the cars and vehicles on. You didn't have to send that across, or you could just stop it as the ships went by sailing underneath the very high structure. So it's very old. I believe it's the only one left in the UK of this type of bridge. And we're going to have a run out. Now, this is a historic day for me in my 42nd year, because although I've lived in Stockton all that long, not all the time, obviously, but my family being here, then I've never been on this ever before. So this is a very interesting and fun day for me. Underneath the bridge, there is a very big steel net. So if cars or stuff does happen to drive off, which has happened in the past, unbelievably, but they have driven off the edge and fallen into this net, and it saves you from dropping into the water and making a big splash. But anyway, the Transporter Bridge, we're about to go on, hopefully, and I'll give you, hopefully, a listen as we go across, see what we can hear. It's £1.30 for a car to go across.
60 for a pedestrian.
60 pence for a pedestrian.
Oh, with a bike.
With a bike. Oh, what if without a bike? You don't pay. Anyway, we shall see. So the Transporter Bridge, here we come. Now, just come back. We'll try and find out some better figures later on, but we think, Dad thinks, the platform that you actually drive onto and speed across the river on, at a top speed of, we'll find that out later, is about 40 or 50 feet off the river surface, and the bridge is at least 100 feet high where the trolley is, but possibly higher. We'll find out more info how it's driven and so on in a little while. Or at least I hope it will. If not, I'll have to go interneting. Right, hello, Audio Boom. We are actually on board the Transporter Bridge, and look, being locked on behind us. How many cars are on it, Dad, do you think?
Probably.
Is it full?
Right, mate.
Is it full?
What? If Sam was on this, it was only a penny.
Oh.
It's a few years ago, like.
How full is
there
it? Is it full?
I'll tell you in a minute, hang on.
Got me change, yeah?
What are you talking about?
20 pence.
Six of us on.
Only six of us on.
Yeah.
Are we on the move? Right, so we're on board. I don't know how it's driven. It's wobbling a bit. Turn the engine off, Dad. To get less noise then. So we're on board now. People gigging, we're off. Yeah, we are, we're moving. As you can possibly hear here. Yeah, we're already moving. Very stable, actually. There's a little...
Yeah.
Anyway. We're on the Transporter Bridge, going across the River Tees. It's a lot quieter than I thought.
Yeah,
across, are we? Halfway across the river already. Sorry about the wind noise. This is the whole recording right across the river as we go. Not mega exciting, but you know. That's part of the act, they're all beeping there. As you can hear the noise, hopefully, of the rumbling of the wheels high above us. Very smooth indeed. Just coming in the other side. Into port, slowing down, you can feel it breeze a bit across the lake, hopefully. Everyone's got the engine, so here we go. So there you go, that was your ride across the River Tees on the transporter bridge. This is just get us going off here. The wind there, sorry, I'll try and protect the light. Oh, we might have to go there then, Dad, I think. Transporter bridge visitor centre, we'll have a pop in there if we can. So we just drive off and I shall stop the recording and go and have a look. Oh, bit of a bump and now we're off. Here we go.
Excuse me, pal. Can you park anywhere? They're going to visit the centre. Cheers, pal.
Cheers. There you go. So we're off for the visit. There you go. We're off the transport bridge. Very smooth, very fun, very easy. There you go. We'll go and have a look at the visit centre. Back in a minute. Right, we're at the visitor centre, but my dad's found a plaque with all the information, so Dad's going to read it out in his lovely tones.
Stop fighting. The transporter was built in 1911 to carry workers across the Tees. Before then, they were allowed on ferries across the river, as workers' pay was docked if they were late for work. Then there were often fights to get on board. Built by local skills. Designed by a local firm, Cleveland Bridge, the superstructure of the bridge took 40 months to build. The bridge's gondola was tested with 60 tons of pig iron to ensure that it would be capable of bearing the strain of hundreds of workmen using the crossing. It has an overall span of 851 feet, that's 259 metres,
yeah.
And the girder which carries the upper carriage, which suspends the gondola, hangs 160 feet 49 metres above the Tees.
Whoa.
Stories. When the bridge first opened, passengers had to pay for livestock by a number of legs, the animals had.
So you didn't want a five-legged animal then?
And some even used wheelbarrows to transport the pigs in order to save pain.
Anything else?
Bridge has a rich array of stories ranging from, this is it, Terry Scott driving off the bridge to the lads from RVs in Pet taking the bridge to Arizona.
Oh yeah, of course, the RVs in Pet Bridge.
Into the visitor centre, hear more about the late sales of the transporter. Your visit, you can cross over the transporter bridge by buying a ticket from the conductor of the gondola, whilst ticket for tours. Lift trips to the top of the bridge, and season tickets can be purchased at the visitor centre.
Season tickets?
Yeah.
So you can get a lift to the top of the bridge. We'll see about that. Back in a moment. Well, we're in the visitor centre. It's only one room. There's lots of pictures. There is a couple of working bits. There's one of the wheels from the bridge that has the trolley on it. How big is the wheel, Dad, do you think? Yeah. It's about 2 feet across.
About four inches wide.
And one side has a flange on it, obviously, which makes it run, and it spins nicely. Obviously, feels very heavy, but I thought it was going to be bigger than that. Which obviously, like cast iron or steel, I guess. And also, there's a piece just below here, which looks like it might feed the wires or something. It's like a two wheels, and there's a bar going across the top, and it's between two sort of like side struts. So, and above us there's a video going on. It's obviously not an up-to-date video because it's on about originally it was a penny to go across.
There's 60 wheels on the carriage.
60 wheels on the carriage. Oh, there you go. It's just above us. It's saying it's now risen to 2 pence for a person and 10 pence for a car. Originally to build, it was £58,000. It's not expensive then, really, is it? Probably was back then, though. And the video is very old, anyway. During the war, heavy bombing of the area failed to stop it working. As you can hear, that's the video, so... not mega exciting, but there's a few facts and stuff in here. Odd electrical fault. Four stoppages in high winds. Anyway, there you go. So that's the visitor centre. Not mega exciting, but it does give you a history. It does say any ship can safely get under it, apart from sailing ships, you have to be careful. Apparently, at one point, a Norwegian three-master lost its crow's nest as it went underneath it. So there you go. Anyway, that's the visitor centre for the Transporter Bridge. And just as we're about to go out the door, we found a big brass plaque on the wall which says, officially opened in 2000.
Visitor centre
this was, in 2000, by Fred Dibner. He of famed steam engine and other engineering feats. He's died now, hasn't he? Died about four or 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah.
Possibly a bit longer, but that's who opened it. So there you go, that's the Transporter Bridge in Stockton-on-Tees, across the Tees, River Tees to Middlesbrough. Built in 1911, so 104 years old and still going. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed that small, little, if somewhat tatty history and had to hit her around. And I shall put a picture up with this and hopefully people enjoy it. So, Tuffin 007 signing out, and me dad. Say bye-bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.